attention, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. Any questions?
What's it like to play in a game like that?
Oh, man, it was kind of crazy. We usually play a lot of snaps on defense, but this game, we didn't get to play too many snaps. I think I was on the sideline, like, hollering at the coach one time. I was like, man, I ain't on the field enough. He's like, JD, ain't nobody on the field right now. But just to see them guys go out there and put a lot of points up in. I've been with my fourth season. I've never seen that many points put up here. And it's great to see the offense moving and going. We've been watching them all week, improving since last game. They just added on another step to that. This building on last game came out this game on fire. So it's great to see that.
First days, you know, from OTAs, anything you see today that you might have seen a couple months ago, not saying that, yeah, this young man's very definitely something special?
Since he came in OTAs and training camp, I said, Jay Joe, I was like, Jay, I've been watching him, man. He can make just about every throw on the field. So, and just the way he extend plays with his legs, and no player's ever over with that guy. So, that's just great. I mean, he moves around and we keep creating first downs all the time. And just as long as the ball in his hands, I think we'll be all right. You got to keep it in his hands as much as we can.
Tadevion, you seem to have a knack for creating fumbles this year. What do you think is the key to you having so much success in that area?
Practice. We practice at that practice. And we coach preach on us going after the ball. So every chance you get, we try to punch the ball out and go for it, especially on quarterbacks when they're not looking on the backside. You get a chance for the strip set, you always go for it.
It seems like I ask you this every week, but how good are you feeling now, and is this some of the best football you've played since you've been here?
I don't know. I do feel good, but best football, I don't know. I'm just keep playing week by week. We got a lot of season left, and we got a long way to go. So got to get ready for Kansas City now.
JD, you said this week, even though you didn't win last week, mm-hmm. we need to build upon what we were doing because we're getting there. How much did that effort last week? You came close. How much did that help give you confidence for this?
It was great. Like I said, that was our first time watching the offense put up a lot of points that game. I mean, we played from the beginning. We just didn't finish like we needed to. But just to watch them guys go up and down the field like that was big for the defense. All we was like, hey, we got to go out there and just do our job now. You know, worry about the other side of the ball. Them guys are putting together drives every time they get the ball. So just play complimentary football. They put them together, score points. We just go give them a stop. They do it again, so that's just what we try to do every week.
What was it like turning around a couple of times and seeing Andre Howell make a couple of catches like he's a wide receiver?
Man, it's just he do it at practice. So I say, everybody say, you practice the way you play. At practice, he do the same thing. He read that route at practice a couple of times this week and picked it off the over route, and he came back to the game right here and caught the same route twice and picked it off twice. And I was just like, hey, man, you play the way you practice. But he's a good player. He one of the hardest workers on our team, and you know, on the up from Dre.
Can you talk about more about that? Just the takeaways. That's something that I know you guys stress, and also with Dylan as well, having somebody else step up and have a takeaway like that.
Oh man, since Dylan came in, Dylan's just been an explosive guy. He just play hard, and he play on all our special teams. Come in when guys go down, and for him to step up in that role since Kush been out, just step up and play. It's been real big. Nobody expected that out of him this year. But the guy can run. He got good vision. He know what's going on out there. And he just play nonstop. I mean, you got him and Zach, them two rookies out there that's playing like that. It's great for the defense.
JD, what Deshaun's obviously new in this league. What are the defenses going to do to adapt to him now that they're getting more tape on him?
I can't tell you about that side of the ball. I don't know. They better get somebody out there can contain him, man. That's all I can tell you. Because he can run and he can throw. If you make him beat you, he can throw it too. So it's going to be a lot of stress on offense all season long. They got to come up with their game plan. We got to concentrate on stopping them. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. You guys have a good day. Enjoy yourselves as you guys sit in here and do what you guys do.